WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Somewhere, somehow, Roman Reigns got hindered. Thanks to gender.
Well, I mean, they did make it super obvious, so that's good.
I mean, yes, but now... Closing out a pay-per-view near you this summer. Jinder Mahal versus Roman Reigns.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I say no.
You say no. They say yes. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and Gerwick.net. I am Sir Ruckin. That is Lindsay Ward.
Sup? It's Monday night, and this was a interesting show
the theme,
for Monday night.
The theme was qualifying to Money in the Bank. First off, we need to talk about those briefcases. Oh, those briefcases. Those unfortunate people who win those briefcases. Usually, the Money in the Bank logo is in the middle, not full on the entire briefcase. This year, oh, they've made this logo all over that briefcase. You cannot hide it. You cannot hide it when going through airports. Especially now it's green this year. Green and yellow. That is going to stick out for the men. At least the women have white and yellow.
Right. But yeah, it's good luck with that, y'all. Good luck. That's all I got to say. Have fun traveling with that because that is not going to be fun.
So the theme of the show, as mentioned, was qualifying for Money in the Bank. Show opened with Kurt Angle announcing that we would get a couple of qualifying matches. But while he was talking about how we will see Ruby Riott, Ember Moon, and Sasha Banks, and Finn Balor, Roman Reigns, and Sami Zayn, Braun Strowman came out and told us a story about a treehouse, and, well, he wanted Money in the Bank. Kevin Owens came out, basically said, he's been a very bad monster, and he doesn't deserve things. He legit said he's been a very bad monster.
Well, that's what he is.
That's what he is. So Kurt made Braun Strowman, Kevin Owens, in a qualifying matchup. Kevin Owens got mauled multiple times by a big, big man named Braun Strowman.
No, Kevin Owens did not get mauled. Kevin Owens got run over like he was a damn speed bump.
He got murder speed.
He got murder speeded three times
yeah.
over.
Yeah, match was good. Braun won. He's now Money in the Bank. I fear for the other men in that match.
Is he going to even need to get on a ladder? I'm pretty sure he could just like reach up and grab it, as tall as he is.
He's probably going to need the Big Show ladder.
He's probably going to need the Big Show ladder. Like, this is going to be really interesting to see Braun Strowman in a ladder match, just because I can see people trying to, like, jump on him, and they just bounce off. Like, you know, somebody jumps, tries to do, like, a flying crossbody at him, and it's just like, thump, thump, and they're just staring face up at him, like, Braun's like, oh, did you touch me? I'm sorry, I didn't even feel it.
Yeah. So that was good. Other qualifying, as mentioned, Sasha Banks, Ember Moon, and Ruby Riott. Holy crap, this was good.
This was really good. This was a really fun match. Like this very much.
The eclipse at the end where Sasha was going for the bank statement and awkwardly held Ruby up as she got hit with the eclipse off the top rope for the victory. Bayley came out, made the save for Sasha Banks during the matchup as the Riott squad was attacking her. They're continuing the story of Bayley and Sasha. Slowly, eventually, we'll get the payoff.
Yeah, I think people are ready for the payoff on that one. It is what it is. But, and for all you people saying, imagine Ember Moon doing an eclipse off a ladder. Stop saying that. Somebody could get hurt. It would be cool as hell. Don't get me wrong. It'd be absolutely cool as hell. But they're like, the danger factor kind of goes up when she hits that move for both of them involved. So maybe not.
But it also, in a ladder match, would be the dumbest move to make. If you're climbing up to a ladder, you're not going to do the eclipse off the top. You're going to reach up and grab the belt. Logic.
Logic never applies in ladder matches.
We had a promo package, sit down interview with Bobby Lashley. He talked about his family, talked about his sisters. They're trying to build a backstory for Bobby Lashley, which is good.
I appreciate it, but again, it's like I think everybody's general takeaway was, oh, he has sisters!
Pretty much. Sammy and Kevin had a little bit of friction. Kevin was very mad about losing in his match. Sammy wanted Kevin to watch his back. Well, he really didn't come out during the main event, which we'll get to in a little bit. Jinder wanted an opportunity. He wanted an opportunity at Money in the Bank. Well, so did Goldust and other people throughout the night. Including Zack Ryder. But Jinder Mahal took on Chad Gable. He beat Chad Gable. It was okay.
It was there. It was a thing. I don't think it was really meant to be more than that. I mean, it was a fine match from both men. It was there.
We had people like Alexa Bliss, and Bayley, and The Ascension, and Breezango all hyping up being involved in a ladder match. I get this, like, there's an internet rumor that we're going to get a third Money in the Bank for tag teams, but we'll see, because it's weird that, like, The Ascension and stuff were, and Breezango were talking about the match, even though they're probably not going to get shots in it, but they were having Goldust and other people and Zack Ryder sort of try to get involved too, so I don't know.
It would be cool if they did something like that for the tag teams. Like, that would be really nice.
Because you could pair up Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. You could pair up Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler and put them in the match. You could, you know, like, you have all this talent that you could do. You could only need, like, four teams.
Right.
Because once you get past, like, eight people, it's like, it gets unsafe. But you can put four teams in a Money in the Bank ladder match and go from there.
Yeah, and I mean, it would be good to have somebody that's like that threat for both the Raw and SmackDown Tag Team Champions if anybody can cash in on anybody at any time. Like, I really like that concept. I've always really liked that concept, even on a dual brand or on a separated branded show, because that adds an element of danger of, oh, well, hey, you know, so-and-so could show up on SmackDown, you know, say Raw person could show up on SmackDown and cash in on the SmackDown champion, or vice versa, SmackDown person could cash in on a Raw champion, then it creates a little bit of controversy in terms of, well, who gets to keep the person, who gets to keep the titles, where does it go, all that stuff. So I'm very excited for this year's Money in the Bank because it will be co-branded. Yay.
I mentioned Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler. They took on Slater and Rhino. Two-man band.
We got two of the three. Very exciting.
The match, not so much.
Match was there. It was okay. It was fine. I think everybody is ready for Drew to be on his own.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen for a while. Baron Corbin, Scott Dawson, Dashwire Elder, a.k.a. The Revival, took on No Way Jose, Titus O'Neil, and Apollo Crews. Baron Corbin won for his team. Yeah, it was a match.
I feel like this is what was supposed to happen at Backlash last night and didn't happen. I just get that general impression. I don't know, though.
Bobby Roode took on Elias. They had a good match. Bobby Roode got the win.
Bobby Roode did get the win. It was a good match. It was fine. He gets his revenge on Elias for last week, so yay.
Yeah, and he wants to get into Money in the Bank, so maybe he'll get a shot next week. Seth Rollins running the age-old story of, I'm going to bring prestige back to this championship and doing things other people haven't, like being defending champions and fighting champions and everything like that. So he's doing something we have never seen with a mid-card championship, an open challenge.
Yeah, can we stop this?
One, the prestige thing, because we all know every champion for the last decade has been doing this gimmick where I'm going to bring prestige back to this championship, or I'm bringing this prestige to this championship. Like, stop. You're the Intercontinental Champion. It's like the Impact where the X Division champion is going to be something special. It's like, you're this champion. Just be the champion. Don't overhype it. Anyway, Mojo accepted the challenge. Mojo lost to Seth Rollins.
Yeah, it was there. Good to see Mojo.
Was it?
I'm trying to think of something positive to say. So it was good to see Mojo. Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo. Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy took on Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel. Stay tuned.
It's been 84 years since Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas have faced off in a 2x2 competition, or really any competition, as it were, because I don't even think they've really ever faced off in the Rumble either. They're generally very deliberate about keeping these two apart.
And they did so in this match. They kept them pretty much apart. There was one moment. Okay, it started.
No, there were several.
There were several. But
several
there...
moments, but there was only one moment when they touched.
So Bray and Bo were supposed to start this match. And Bray, being the dick, turned his back on his brother. And wanted him to attack him. Curtis tagged himself in, and that's how the match started. There were some looks, exchange, whatever. And then Bray...
Bo showed off a little.
Bo did show off a little. Bray then is gets a hot tag and is running wild. Bo tries to interfere. He gets kicked in the face, the head, whatever you want to call it. And calls on commentary with, he really showed brotherly. There's no brotherly love there.
They're brothers. It's confirmed. It's in canon. Thank you, Michael Cole.
And then Bray and Matt had a double kiss.
A double Abigail for the win on Curtis.
Like Graves was calling it like the double kiss or something because Abigail's been deleted.
The double semi-L?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you're going to call it now because it's not the Sister Abigail anymore because he's not Sister Abigail. I don't know. I guess they're going to keep calling it the Sister Abigail. I have no idea. But yeah, this I will take this because this could be the start of a feud between these four. And if it is, I'm fine with that.
But I did like the double team finish.
The double team finish was really cool. I'm not going to complain about the fact that we got a minimal Bray Wyatt Bo Dallas interaction because this is more than we've gotten in a really, really long time. I would love to see them fight each other because if you've ever seen them wrestle each other, they legit fight like they have since they were kids. You can tell they are siblings just based on the way that they wrestle each other. Legit. Go back and watch some of their NXT stuff together. It's, you can tell.
And then in the main event, Finn Balor, Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns battle for a shot in Money in the Bank. Match was good. The crowd really popped when Zayn and Balor just started stomping the ever-living crap out of Roman Reigns in the middle of that ring. Like, they were doing yes chants as it was happening. I mean, if that's not a clear sign of the direction the crowd wants you to go, is other than Roman, I don't know what else is.
I feel really bad for Roman because a lot of this is not his fault.
No.
It's the way that he's being booked. And he's just pretty much out there following orders, doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's getting booed left, west, and crooked. And the poor dude is just trying. You know, he's really trying, but he's really not at the same time. And it's like, it's just to the point where I think the crowd has had enough. They're tired of the way that he's being booked. They're tired of the way that he's being written, for sure. Because I think we're all a little tired of the way that he's being written.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, I think we all want to see more out of Roman Reigns because I realized this earlier today, and we can get into more of this Thursday, is that they have turned him into the quintessential two-dimensional guy. That is who he is. He's the guy of just a guy. That is who he is. That is his character. And it's the most just generic kind of thing that it can be. And it's just because you think about it and it's like, who is Roman Reigns? Why is he there? What is he after? What are his goals? What are his ambitions? Like, all of that. It's just not clear or visible or anything like that. And it's like, they've tried everything, I think, with him. And sadly, it's not doing what they want it to do, which is they want the crowd to cheer him. And I understand that. But I think the crowd's just a little overexposed right now.
Yeah, possibly. We'll get more into that on Thursday when we
can get more into it on Thursday. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to bash Roman Reigns because I don't think any of this is Roman Reigns' fault. I think the dude is really trying. And again, he's just doing what he's told to do. But the writing is just, I don't think it's there for him. I think they're not doing him any favors in the writing department.
So, the main event, as mentioned, Finn Balor, Sami Zayn, and Roman Reigns. Good match. They brought in the crowd. They left Roman out there for a little bit. So, Sami and Finn wrestled. In the end, Roman's gearing up for that spear when Jinder Mahal drags him out, grabs his legs, and drags him out, allowing Finn to beat Sami Zayn. Finn Balor sets the Money in the Bank in the mat. Roman Reigns is not.
I think we'll all accept this. If honestly, if Jinder and Roman is the price we have to pay for this, okay.
Okay, you say this. You say this. Imagine a scenario we're now doing house shows where Jinder Mahal and Roman Reigns are going to battle in the main event spot for the WWE Universal Championship at some point.
I'm fine with that.
Are you?
Yes, because if it's at house shows, I don't have to see it.
Well, house shows then lead to pay-per-view main events.
Not always.
Most times.
But not always.
Oh, it is going to be a thing.
again, if it's something where we get a new direction for Roman and it gets him away from the title picture for a little while and kind of lets him sort of just cool down and maybe take a few steps down and get out of that spotlight and allow somebody else to go in the spotlight, I think that would help him a lot. Just to put him in a not, you know, where he's not trying to get to the title, he's not trying to get to Brock, his time is occupied elsewhere. I think that would do him a lot of favors.
You mean what they did last year when he was occupied with Braun and still we're in the same spot?
Yes.
Didn't work.
But we got some spectacular attempted murders out of it.
I don't think we're going to get that this time around.
Don't think so either. But it happened.
She is the light of positivity.
I try.
This has been the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Available now, Lindsay, the Rack Extra Reviews.
That's right, tune in. We have the Royals and we have Timeless. We are one episode away from the end of the Royals. Say it ain't so! And if that's not bad enough, we have two episodes of Timeless. What are they doing to me? Are they trying to rip out my heart? So yeah, so tune in. We have episode 8 of
Timeless.
And 9 of the Royals.
Available now. I don't know how we're going to do it.
We're probably going to split Timeless into two.
Possibly, yeah. It's going to be two. But
because it's two different episodes. I've already watched it. So it's two different episodes, so we're probably going to end up splitting Timeless into two different Rack Extras.
So you're going to get three Rack Extras on Sunday.
Hey!
A Mother's Day treat. Three episodes of the Rack Extra.
And there may or may not be profanity dropped. Just saying.
Thursday night, though, we're live.
That's right. We're back. We're live. I'm back from my vacation, and we're going to be talking all about WWE Backlash, plus news, notes, NXT SmackDown, Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social medias. That's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's RackRadioShow.com, it's YouTube, it's Tumblr, it's everywhere. It's Rack Radio Show, Saturday night, midnight-ish. We dive into who is the greatest mother of all time in the Greater the Great Debate. Tune in, CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight, CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's WTR Fantasy Draft with an interesting stipulation, which we'll tell you about on Sunday.
Ugh.
But don't go, ugh. You like the stipulation.
Is it the one we were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good, isn't it?
Sure.
She's downplaying it. She actually liked it. She's just being... Anyway.
I'm being difficult for being difficult.
She's difficult in her difficultness.
Yes.
At WTR Sunday on Facebook, Twitter, RussellTalkRadio.com to keep up with the all-time greatest debate. Yes, there's a step. Don't you worry. We'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. Go to my website, SagWardDesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Yes. The stipulation is, Brent, when you lose, you have to profess your love to Eva Marie live on the air. This has been the Raw Post Show live right here. I'll talk right now at GoWork.net. MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. Wait for the response in 5, 4, 3. Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.